back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Nine-twelve, couple of days before Christmas. Probably a good time to start your shopping.
Got a few 21, it's gonna be a good year.
Near the Blackhawk store right downtown here on Michigan Avenue.
You and me see it in together.
You can never go wrong with Blackhawk's gear.
My problem is when I go in the store, I want to buy for myself and others, but then myself again.
Right. So you're covering yourself, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, basically.
Right. At 9:12, Coach Q standing by, sponsored by Hooters. You know, Andy, it's not just the original winning joint. Mm. It's a way of life.
That's what I've heard.
And yesterday, saw Coach Q at the Blackhawks Christmas party, and we bonded. How long did we talk yesterday, Coach? Was it 3 seconds, 4 seconds? It was a good talk, didn't you think?
Yeah, it was brief.
I thought we really opened up, really aired it out.
You should tell Coach about your present.
Pat Brady is here, and Pat brought me a Blackhawks blanket because he said at my age, my feet might get cold and I could wrap myself up.
There you go.
What do you mean, there you go? You're supposed to be on my side. So, how are you? You good?
Doing fine.
That was a good party yesterday.
Yeah, it's nice to see everybody together. The group's getting bigger and growing every year, and the guys are... Back in the day, go back 9 years ago, was a few of the guys had wives and girlfriends, and but not many kids. But now we got, it seems like that family's growing. The kids are starting to be at around Santa, and it's a different group here. So it's maturing, and it's growing as we speak.
It was cool because you see these guys who are some of the toughest guys in town, toughest guys in sports, who just melt around their own kids. You know, you see Dunks with his son, I think, right? And a little boy? I think it's a little boy.
Colton, yep.
Yeah, and, you know, holding up Colton and go, there's Santa. There's Santa. You know, and Hossa, you know, just he was a great dad, you know, with his girls. And I saw Soup Campbell with his two girls and one of his daughters. I go, well, how old are you? And she holds up four fingers, and Brian was trying to hold down one. He goes, no, it's three. And she goes, Daddy, on my next birthday. So she was already rounding up, Coach.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good day for everybody.
Ah, it was fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was happy to be there. And I thought that the tips I made in serving were pretty good, too. So why else would I have been there? All right, Coach. So I saw Taser for a bit yesterday. We were talking for a while. He looks great. Says he feels great. I just told him, hey, maybe stay out of the corners a little bit. Let the kids get hurt.
Well, he's coming around, and he's feeling better every day, and you know, I thought he skated better last game, and I think that he's coming. You know, he's that Taser that we expect to play. Played a ton of minutes last game, probably more than we like to play him. But you know, without Artie here, we probably use him a little bit more. So we'll try to gauge that and manage his minutes a little better, and try to keep him around the 20 number.
You said something, which is a day at work for you, but I don't think the regular hockey fan maybe identifies with it. When you say he's skating better, what do you see that maybe we don't see as average fans?
Well, I think when he's going into the injury, playing with the injury, the injuries, I think the speed and the quickness and it's not as controlled. It's more natural. And, you know, you're going a little faster and you're probably a little bit more comfortable moving and, you know, in the puck area as well.
So more free. It'd be like watching a guy that is a wide out on a football field, maybe with a little limp. You can pick it up and you can see maybe he's not running at full speed. You're seeing him skate the way he skates when he feels good.
Exactly. More natural.
Got it.
Coach, with Corey Crawford coming back, how difficult is it for a goalie after being off for that long a time to get back into the flow of things? Because he was playing really well, obviously, before the appendectomy.
Yeah, it's a goalies are they're a little different as far as knowing that getting that conditioning and getting that feel of the net and traffic and pucks and you're out there the whole game. You're constantly can be tested, and you always got to be on your toes and alert. And in Corey's situation here, he had that practice the other day. We'll get a lot of work here today, getting him ready for that. But till you get that feel again where you're getting hit by the puck and you're getting guys pushing you and shoving you. It's a it's different when you've been off for even a couple weeks here. So it'll be a good test for him right off the bat, but we want to get him that feel of that net. And I think whether it's one game or one period or the first shot, I think that he'll recapture that feeling instantly and be the goalie we've been seeing all along here, especially how well he's been doing here this year.
You know, it seems to be that there's never been more contact on the goalie. Goalies are getting decked left and right. Does that go to the speed of the game, or am I just forgetting that goalies got knocked down left and right when I was watching as a kid as well?
Well, I think they're, every game is different. We saw the other goalie get knocked down with the Dallas guy, and so we see a four-game suspension to Eakins. Every game's different. I don't think the goalies necessarily be getting run over because now they've taken some goals away that are bumps at the net where they can review it, and whether you get pushed in or you're going to the net. So they're trying to protect the goalies like they always have. And more so over the last 10 years or so. But I think guys are respectful knowing that, hey, what's the advantage? You're going to get a penalty or you're going to get the goal taken away. So go to the net hard, and that's the only way you can score in our league here. So you got to find that balance of trying to get in the goalie's face, trying to be disruptive as you can without interfering with him, and knowing that the only way you're going to get a goal most of the time here is you got to take away his eyes and screen him and get second opportunities. But that's the bulk of the scoring now, is point shots, tip shots, and second opportunities off the rebounds. This seems to be how you manufacture goals 5-on-5, and you know you got to get greasy in that area and try to find and come up with some stuff.
Obviously, understanding that guys like Hinostroza and Hartman are not finished products or polished products by any stretch, but how impressed are you early on in their careers to be able to pick up the concept that you like to preach with playing both ways, not just offensively, but being responsible defensively?
Now, there's progress there, and I think their game, whether it's defensively or offensively, you know, putting it all together is what we want, and that consistency of knowing what we're going to get game in, game out is the best way we feel these guys can make an impression at our level, get yourself established, and continue to improve upon those levels. And I think that we're seeing progress there, whether there's production. I think they're getting better in their own end. They're getting better through the neutral zone and a little bit more predictable in how we want to move or how we play and how we get the puck back as quick as possible. And then I think we can do a better job across the board, not just those two guys. Our team is when we put the puck or when we get it off our stick, give ourselves a chance to keep it and get it back. But it's a I think we've been a little bit I think we've improved in that area, but I still think there's a way to go for us to be at our best, and let's keep the puck as long as we can.
The Avs come in and they could really use a win, especially against you guys being top dogs. What are you watching for with these guys, and what should fans be looking for?
I haven't seen much of them. They play tonight, so that's a that'll be an interesting group. They're going to get in late. They, you know, traveling from Colorado to here, so we'll watch them play tonight. And it's a young team. Saw them earlier. We started to get better against them over the last year and change. They had our number there prior to that, and but it's a game here. We got to make sure that we could keep the focus going into this last game, going into the Christmas break, and play the right way. I thought we had a good finish in the third period like we had in the last three or four games. It's our start that we're talking about here in the last little bit here, and getting off to a quick start is what we're looking for.
So Crawford gets the call tomorrow night, and he's good to go.
Very likely Crow's going to get the call.
All right. You want to call me later when you've decided completely?
Yeah.
Okay. Same arrangement. Coach doesn't like to talk about it. He usually calls me around 5. He goes, "You like the moves I'm making?" And then I wake up and go, "He never called. That was a dream." Coach, it's always a pleasure. I know we're not going to talk before Christmas. I just want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas, and the Blackhawks family at large, for all the enjoyment that you give us as hockey fans. It's a great thing, but I hope you get a little bit of time to take a breath and enjoy it, and then enjoy the Christmas season as well. It's always a work day for you, but we love this team, as you know, and we love what you've done with it. So it's a pleasure to watch you coach them, and it's a pleasure to watch them play. Merry Christmas, my friend.
All right. Merry Christmas to Steve and to you and the whole crew there, and all our fans out there. Merry Christmas.
There you go. Coach Q.